You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wide awake to start a holiday week. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going there, Jim?
John, Heather, we're all doing great.
Hey there.
Hey.
It's good to see you guys.
Now, before we start talking Tigers, Sunday night baseball last night, the stage for Scooble, you had told us, without filling us in, that there was something you wanted to say.
Oh, I just wanted to let you guys know, something disgusting happened over the weekend, and I had to dispose of it this morning, and it's kind of one of those smells, like, as soon as you're in the area, you feel like you smell like it all day. I came in and washed my hands and trying to make sure that I didn't smell like it. It yesterday.
Does he smell like anything?
I'm not sure yet.
Yes.
Nothing stands out.
Nothing stands out. That's good. Mission accomplished. Because yesterday, so the girls have this thing about they are trying to return all of our Coke cans, Diet Coke cans, Sprite, all that stuff.
Okay.
And I found that they were using a trash bag in their room to put these in. And I said, no, you cannot do this in the house because it'll, you know, ants will show up, blah, blah, blah. So they put it in the garage. Well, our garage is western facing, so it gets all the evening and afternoon sun, and it is smoking hot in the garage. It basically baked these cans. And because somebody had put in their empty cans but did not empty the cans before they put them in,
right,
or
didn't
wash
rinse
them out.
Yes.
When I opened up the lid, they're literally on top. Now, there were only maybe a dozen cans, so it wasn't like it was loaded to the top, but there was a layer, a firm layer. It looked like a moving sheet of paper of maggots
top.
And as soon as I opened it up, right, it had I don't know if it broke the seal or whatever, and they all fall into the trash can. And it was so disgusting. And this happened yesterday morning when I opened it up. So I instantly put the can outside the garage and left it in the sun, thinking, well, the sun will, you know, cook all the maggots. No. It just made it worse, but at least it wasn't in the garage. So this morning, I had taken a trash bag, put it over top of it, tipped it upside down, and was going to dispose of it. But now I feel like my hands, because they touched this can, And even this morning, I could see the maggots like crawling all over the top of the closed lid. It just was awful. And it was kind of one of those moments where smells don't bother me very much. And certainly the sight of the maggots didn't bother me. But the stink was so bad that I almost started to gag.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. So
happy Monday to that.
Happy Monday.
You disposed of it here?
I did, in the dumpster here.
You drove with the bag all the way here.
It's in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
If I had an EV, I'd be screwed.
That is gross.
It's awful. It's really awful.
It's very gross.
Kids, you got to love them, right?
Get something else from your weekend coming up at 6:18. Yeah,
the teenager topic again.
Yep.
All over again. They just keep showing you.
Rest of your week, and we'll get to it at 6:18. Last night, Tigers, Sunday Night Baseball. I decided, spur of the moment, I'm going to go down. Mm-hmm. So I was there yesterday, and the crowd was phenomenal. We haven't had Sunday Night Baseball at Comerica Park since, did you hear the note, John? 2017.
Wow.
And I thought it was going to be further back because the 2017 Tigers were nothing to write home about. But this city showed up last night, and you hear stories of, you know, athletes feeding off the crowd. The crowd was feeding off a school bowl. When he struck out the side in the third inning, after striking out the side in the second inning, the crowd was on their feet for the 3-2 pitch. The crowd was ready to roar for this guy three innings into a baseball game. It was awesome to see. It was incredible. And Scooble didn't disappoint. He delivered. 13 strikeouts, match a career high, 7 innings, 1-run baseball. Tigers win another series.
One hit baseball. You said 1-run baseball.
Oh, sorry.
Baseball.
Yes,
yeah, one hit baseball.
One hit.
It was so impressive. And I was thinking about you, too, because you'd sent them the note that you were going to be there.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of times in baseball where the energy comes across the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, it certainly did. And maybe not for, and it probably wasn't the energy for the first 3-4 strikeouts.
Right.
But then you got to 7, and it's the end of the inning, and it's 8, 9, 10. As it continued to build, it was, and I forget who the batter was, but he started off 3-0.
Oh, there were two different guys,
right,
that he started 3-0.
The second time, he worked to a full count.
Yep.
It just, you could feel the energy coming through the TV. It was amazing. I can only imagine what it was like there.
It was awesome. It was. This is the first Scooble start I've been to this season. And in person, it's just another level. Mm-hmm. I mean, the swing, his changeup, it looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like batters are so out in front on his changeup. And one of the at bats you're talking about, the 3-2 where he gets him back into a 2-strike count. See ya.
Yeah.
I mean, John, he struck out 2 of the first 3, and I'm going, okay, 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Tarik Skubal.
Not out of the norm.
Okay, we're settling in. Strike out the side in the second. You got 5 Ks through 2 innings, and I'm thinking,
are you sitting there watching something?
Am I
going to
see a little
bit?
Now, that's typically too early in a game to think that, but when you're as dominant as he looks, it crosses your mind.
I think it crossed everybody's mind. Like, is this, because it's Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. You mentioned this the first time since 2017. I guarantee you the players knew exactly what that was, and then Gary Carpenter goes yard. Like, this is, it's all building up to, hey, this is the showcase moment for the best record team in Major League Baseball, and who shows up in the biggest moments?
Yep.
The best players. And I thought, this is going to be a Scooble moment. And honestly, it was.
No, I know. Then he strikes out the side in the third, and you're going, hold on. He has struck out 7 straight batters, mm-hmm. 8 of the first 9 batters. Forget about giving up a hit. People aren't even making contact with the baseball. So, yeah, you start thinking, could he go perfect? Could he go? His pitch count's a little high if he's going to do it because he's getting all these strikeouts, but it enters your mind. John, then, okay, he gives up the hit. We're not going to see that, but what's the Tiger record for strikeouts? You start considering that, like what Anibal Sanchez had 17.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in play. 13 still have a hell of an effort for Scooble, and that was a fun game to be at last night, and it was a crowd that was ready for it.
I'm going to throw this one at you.
Yeah.
Did you see the championship moment on Saturday?
The championship moment.
Yeah. Down in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah.
You think you're going to pull a fast one on me? I'm aware of this.
The Italian Bowl.
Do you guys understand what this is? Like, our listeners might go, what the hell are you talking about?
This is the championship game, the Super Bowl.
Of the Italian Football League.
Of the Italian Football League.
Not football, like American-style football.
Yeah, and it's Italian Bowl 44.
So they've been doing this a while.
Held in Toledo, Ohio.
Of all places, the Glass Bowl.
And I was obviously looking for somewhere to view this game. And
were you?
I couldn't find it anywhere. Not that, surprising.
I think Buckeye Cable Network was carrying it, but I take it you don't have that.
No. Even for scouting purposes. But there were, on social media, a lot of people, and a lot of people from Michigan, that went down to watch the Toledo Bowl, getting their fix of football, as we are only a month away from Lions football. And guess who was one of the coaches for the So the rules are for the Italian Football Professional League.
Yeah.
They can only have two U.S.-born players and three, they can allow a third if it's a multi-sport athlete. I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
Just telling you what
I love that you're reading the rules.
I was doing on this.
It's incredible.
One of the coaches, and I can't remember who it was for. It's the Florence Gulfi versus the Ancona Dolphins, and the Florence team won.
Yeah, the Dolphins were getting killed from what I saw.
Art Briles.
Art Briles is coaching in the Italian Football League? Was he on the winning side or the losing side?
I'm not sure. I don't know, but yes, as a
some guys don't
sighting.
Want to leave the game, man. Like he had
no
quite the fall from grace, but you know what? He's not going to quit. He's going to go to Italy, to coach Italian football, which then gets him back out of college campus in Toledo for the quite the journey.
So there's your Italian Football League update. Season's over. Who's the favorite for next year?
We need to remember this for next year and get weirdly into it in June, leading up to the championship game. The Italian Football League. All right. We are going to talk about Malik Beasley. You heard it in the update. Investigation, what it means for the Pistons, 6:35. Iserman's weekend and where the Red Wings are at. We'll get to that at 7:02. Coming up next, John's weekend featured a stop. We'll talk about it next, 97.1.
Hey, maybe you wanted to watch the Italian Bowl. I'm not sure if it was on closed caption TV, but you could have watched it at the greatest place to watch all sporting events. That's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Malik Beasley being investigated. Betting on games and props. Not great, because he had an offer on the table from the Pistons. It's no longer there. 6:35, we'll get to it and what it means. 7 o'clock, Steve Yzerman, the Yzer plan from the weekend. Got a goalie.
Yeah.
I'm not doing cartwheels, but yeah, they got a goalie. We'll get to that.
Upgrade.
Thanks. We'll get to that. John, your weekend was busy. We got back from Shanty Creek, and you did a bunch of more driving.
Oh, yeah. Back from Shanty Creek, picked up Ellie, went back up to Davison, which is just outside of Flint there, and a doubleheader on Friday night. Three games spaced out, 8, noon, and 4 on Saturday. So it left us a little time in between that noon and 4 game, because things weren't on time, as they never are, to go from there, because Lisa and Teddy came up that afternoon for the noon game. We decided to go up to Bronner's for the afternoon. And I kept thinking to myself, it's such an easy trip. Mm-hmm. And we actually went right past it on Wednesday.
And Friday.
And you failed to stop. I'm guessing like you didn't stop. We would have heard. You certainly would have.
So I surprised you. Yeah, actually, I went and I had a great time. No, I didn't stop there.
No. And so, yeah, this is Teddy's now probably third or fourth time, and he's only 3.5. Yet you claim that you've grown up in the state of Michigan. I don't want to rehash this, but I did take the opportunity to take a selfie, send it to you guys, and then I took a little video once we got inside so that you could see
the joy,
how awesome Bronner's is, even if it's in June or July. It could be hot, a little taste of Christmas. And Santa Claus actually sat next to us. He was there.
Wow.
In a big beard. It was Santa Claus in shorts and a Bermuda shirt. You would have loved it.
I don't doubt that I'd like it. I'm not like an anti-Christmas person.
Do we have our new drop?
I don't think we have it in yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
We can play that for people later in the show from the experience you had at Bronner's this weekend.
Sent you a little video. We got a little drop from that.
That's fine. On the way up, we had a tight schedule. We had to get up there and do our meet and greet stuff. On the way back, I told you that I had business to attend to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the rat infestation.
Yes.
And I'm happy to report that this is not going to be something I have to keep updating people on. You may be getting sick of this story by now. It would be the fourth straight day we've brought up a rat in my house. Rat is dead. Rat is out of the house. We are moving on. The rats don't run this house. We do.
So did you send a message to the rest of the rats?
What do you mean, like throw the body out in the lawn and
leave it there, like leave it in the catio or just outside of Roomba's reach, just to
so he can't bring it back in.
Yeah, so he can't bring it back in, but just to make sure that all the other rats know this is what happens if you come to Roomba's house.
Done. All right, let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just a little update for you as well. Brooks is 1.5. Uh-huh. He's been to Bronner's twice.
Twice, okay.
He was about 5 days old the first time he went.
Mm.
Got him his. We have like little specialized ornaments for all of us.
Yeah.
He was born in November, and we said he's got to have his ornament for Christmas. Yep. So we went, took him. He was probably literally like less than a week old the first time he went there.
Do you secretly hate the holidays?
No, I love the holidays.
Do you?
I like Thanksgiving. I like Christmas. It's beautiful at the end of the year. Now we got football on both days.
It'd be great.
You can get yourself they have plenty of Lions ornaments. You can get one to celebrate the game.
Perfect.
They have an ornament for anything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think of it, you can
They've
find it there,
it, yes.
without a doubt. Some sad news. A 4-year-old and 2 teens died in a triple shooting at a park on Detroit's East Side on Friday. Authorities actually said the 18-year-old man who was fatally wounded at the scene jumped in front of a bullet to save a child. A heroic act. A 17-year-old also passed away at the hospital. Two persons of interest have been arrested. Homicide detectives are reviewing like home security footage from neighbors. They're interviewing witnesses as they continue to investigate the circumstances leading up to the shooting. Of course, if anyone has information, please do call the police. You mentioned it. We've heard it. The U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Pistons guard Malik Beasley, who they believe gambled on NBA games. So federal authorities are accusing him of gambling on NBA games and prop bets during the 2023-2024 season.
So not last year against the Knicks in the playoffs, right, despite what we may think now.
He played for the Bucks. At that time, right? Now, according to Beasley's attorney, an investigation is not a charge. And there is at least one prominent U.S. sports book that detected some unusually heavy betting interest on Beasley's statistics starting around January of 2024, they say.
Got to give him his props.
So. Mm-hmm. We'll see. The Rocket Classic is getting a new tee time in 2026. So while the full PGA Tour schedule has yet to be released, the Rocket Classic will be moving back in the schedule. So the new dates of July 30th through August 2nd will push the tournament after the British Open. These new dates, they were just announced on Sunday during the final round, apparently work well for everything, for the tournament and for the club. They're hoping to get a bigger interest in players who will be participating. And also, it's going to give the Detroit Golf Club plenty of time to complete renovations on the course, which they have scheduled. They plan to put in $16.1 million in renovations. They're going to renovate the greens and the bunkers. They're going to remove a pond on the 14th hole, and they're going to lengthen the course by 300 yards. So, lots going on there. This is good news for certain people. A new burger joint is scheduled to open this week in Metro Detroit, Macomb.
Okay.
Halo Burger, which we have in Michigan, but not in the Metro Detroit area, is set to open today. It's going to open in a renovated church's chicken building on Garfield Road between Canal and 18 Mile in Clinton Township.
Well, there's one that will be more, I'm sure.
Have you eaten at a Halo Burger?
I have. I actually just drove by one because where do you think one is? It's on
Birch
your
Run?
Way up. Yeah, Birch
area?
Run.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought so. I think this will be the sixth location in Michigan. I think, probably right around where you were. I think there's four in the Flint area.
Yeah.
And then the one in Birch Run and now Clinton Township.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I guess so. Okay, so Sydney Sweeney was apparently the center of attention at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding.
And was she a guest?
She was a guest. Okay. There's lots of celebrity guests there, right? And it sounds like for one guest in particular, she was the center of attention for it, Tom Brady. And now there's some speculation about, is there something brewing between the two of them? Oh. So a source says everyone wanted to talk to her, and every guy that has been in her presence has talked about how stunning she is in real life. And it sounds like Brady in particular was really monopolizing her time. The two of them were seen talking at the hotel bar, and then during the reception, they danced together until 2 a.m. They were also seen spotted walking the streets of Venice together with some other people, not just the two of them, but
okay.
So is there a new love interest? Could be. Who knows, right? Let's see. Oh, okay. 4th of July, right around the corner. Friday.
Yes, this week.
So there's new data that says the average 4th of July cookout will cost 30 cents less than last year.
Oh, hey, all right.
So, Big time savings.
You know, savings is savings, though, whatever it means.
Up.
So the American Farm Bureau Federation released its annual report on the cost of the average 4th of July cookout. And like I said, down a tad from last year, not a huge amount to like move the needle. But either way, the average backyard barbecue for 10 people will cost $70.92 this year.
Okay.
Which is just over $7 per person. They say inflation and lower availability for some stuff has kept prices stubbornly high. It doesn't seem that when you say $7 per person,
that doesn't sound crazy high to me. I'm assuming burgers and dogs.
Right.
That keeps costs down.
That's what you think of when I think of a...
You're not doing ribeyes for 10.
Backyard. But
yeah.
Yep. So they say if you're not just doing burgers and dogs, it could cost even less, they say.
Well, okay. Okay. Maybe you're doing...
But they do say if you're doing ribeyes, even more. So, it depends what you're doing.
Yeah, you can make it what you need it to be.
The 12 items they factor in are ground beef, chicken, pork chops, buns, cheese, potato salad, pork and beans, potato chips, cookies, ice cream, strawberries, and lemonade.
Okay. For $70, all right.
It sounds like a hell of a cookout. If you just took that 12 and made your menu, you could make a hell of a menu.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you could. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, now what? Malik Beasley, it's 97.1.
It's hot again, and you can't wait any longer. Whatever you need to call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours just the same. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details or schedule a free in-home estimate. And if you want same-day service, you were hot all weekend, can't sleep, give them a call before noon, and they'll be there same day. You can find more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
crack of the bat, Carey Carpenter going yard. Tigers win, take the series against the Twins. Headline, Tarek Skubal. 7 innings, 1 hit ball, 13 strikeouts. He struck out 7 straight at one point and 8 of the first 9. Put on a show for Sunday Night Baseball. The Tigers are 11.5 games up in the division. Nobody else has a winning record. Tigers have the best record in all of baseball.
It's pretty sweet. I mean, the excitement last night, you were there.
Yep.
It was buzzing, and they did a great job. I'm not a huge fan of it was fun to be on national TV. Not a huge fan of their broadcast, but they spent a lot of time panning the crowd and talking about it was standing room only.
How about having Carlos Correa mic'd up? We could see from the TVs where we were at. And I
was listening to that one.
He goes, you guys need to mic up Skubal and try to throw him off a little bit.
He was very personable. I was
likable, even?
Well, yeah, likable, yeah. Okay. And he was just, I mean, very complimentary of Skubal. And then I would like to know what he was talking to Javi about. They were talking in Spanish.
Spanish, yes.
And so, it was, and then he told Javi that he was mic'd up, and so Javi points to the, and is doing the finger point to the camera, doing a little, sell job, having a good time.
It was a good time at the ballpark. I said, you'll see athletes feed off a crowd. I thought the crowd met the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the crowd was feeding off of what Skubal gave them, which was thrilling. All right, John, now we got to talk about Malik Beasley. Classic story of an athlete betting on himself? Not quite.
Guess.
So now what? Because it sounded like the Pistons were going to hand him a 3-year, $42 million deal. And we had said we wanted him back. He was the second leading scorer on the team. He spaced the floor. Should have won Sixth Man of the Year, right? All this stuff. 400 threes. Mm. And now that offer is off the table because he's being investigated for betting on himself, betting props and games in the NBA.
Yeah, and if I understand it from what I was piecing together by the news articles, games that he actually played in, right?
Yeah, so it'd be the season prior,
yes,
with Milwaukee. I know the first thought most people had is, well, this explains the Knicks playoff series. But yeah, this is supposedly so about what happened in Milwaukee.
Those are the questions that come up.
Yeah.
Whenever this happens, something like this happens, is everything that a player or an individual has done through the course of their entire career is now called into question.
It's just, how can you be so dumb? Like, what a dumbass thing to do. You're a millionaire athlete, multi-millionaire athlete. You are at the peak of your career, and you're going to risk throwing it all away for what? A $10,000 bet?
Well,
even a $1 million bet. What are we talking about here, man?
And now everything that he has done post where this happened in Milwaukee. Remember the letter that he wrote?
To the fans
before? Yeah. Now it all becomes an absolute joke. And some people thought it was a joke at the time, but we took it as serious, and everything is called into question. And it may be, now we've had the whole, JMO, the app, he was in the Allen Park facilities. Like there's a difference between, I think, being dumb and just really stupid. Being dumb is somewhat there. Ignorance is not a defense, but there was a kind of a novel aspect to the app and didn't think
location.
Yeah. And it was as being reported as well. It was poker games that he was playing.
It's a little different than betting on the league or the games you're playing in.
Dumb. And he paid his price. But being really stupid is betting on your sport or betting, especially in an era where we know there's technology that they can know exactly where you are, who was placing the bet, and they can track it, especially if it's something that is out of the norm and you're betting on weird prop bets, which is what he was doing.
Yeah, when there's irregularities, what weird, there's bets specifically tying to him by the same person repeatedly. Like, I'm sure something like that is what flagged him. And the timing couldn't be any worse. I suppose it'd be worse for the Pistons if they had just paid him and then this came out.
But if he's suspended, it voids his contract.
If you're suspended,
If you're suspended for life,
yeah. Like Jonte Porter is the thing you pull up here because he was expelled from the league. He's no longer in the NBA now. Terry Rozier faced similar headlines, and he's still in the league. So without knowing the specifics here, but it sounds like it's serious enough that the Pistons have pulled off. They are not offering that deal to Malik Beasley, and Detroit has to replace one of their better scorers and shooters from last year's playoff team.
What was one of the keys to unlocking Cade?
3-point shooting around them.
Spacing. We've talked about that, and we mentioned it in the draft when you draft Lanier, and this is a guy that maybe 2 years down the road is supposed to replace Beasley when his 3 years expires, or he just doesn't become the shooter anymore. Now all of a sudden, did they know this ahead of, it sounds like they knew this ahead of time, but is this a replacement?
I don't think you can count on a second round.
I don't think so either.
Not out of the box. Like we talked about it on Friday. I think Chaz Lanier can be in the rotation. I like that he has a skill set, 3-point shot, 3-point jumper. But do I think he's Malik Beasley day one?
No.
Year one? No, I don't.
No.
So they're going to have to address it. Where do they go from here? Mark Stein's got reports out that they're looking at Duncan Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Caris LeVert. I mean, these guys are not the shooters or players that Beasley is. Duncan Robinson's a good shooter, but these are not the players Malik Beasley is.
No, not in totality of what they could do. Now, Duncan Robinson, you look at his stats since he's been in the NBA. We know that he was, he spent his whole time in Miami.
He's a jump shooter.
Yeah, and he's a spot-up jump shooter. But he is, for a career, just shy, 3/1,000ths of a point shy of averaging 40% behind the arc. So, I mean, yeah, and he opted out, so he is available. It's been reported that there's conversations ongoing. Same with LeVert. But it just throws into, it's something that they probably didn't want to have to do. They probably wanted to go spend their money elsewhere or add on the margins elsewhere. And now all of a sudden, with the fact that you might be without Beasley forever, and it's not a player that is going to doom you to going back to 14 wins.
No. But you want to move forward.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you're trying to pick up the pieces to stay where you were. The other name, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, was floated out there from Minnesota, 3-and-D guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Atlanta's making a push to get him. Detroit also in the mix. I mean, we're talking about
Isn't that where LeVert was coming from?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we'd end up with the remains. Caris LeVert, 30 years old, 34% from three.
Right.
And he's not Beasley.
No, not Beasley at all.
You're kind of pivoting a little differently. You're like, all right, we're going to be longer and we're going to be a little better on defense. And this team needs shooting because they already have a bunch of young defenders.
He is a guy that is familiar with Bickerstaff, or Bickerstaff's familiar with him because they were in Cleveland together.
Fair. Good. You can connect those dots. If you're a Pistons fan, how did this headline hit you? 248-539-9797. You feel a little betrayed, right? This is a guy who came here, bought into here, thought he was finally settling into being a professional.
Yeah, he was penning letters to you as fans.
I mean, you could look at his past and go, he wasn't always a professional. He's had some questionable judgment. He's pled guilty to a felony. Left his pregnant wife. Like, okay, maybe he's putting things behind him and he's establishing himself and finding a home, and he had a connection to the city of Detroit, and we're finally going to get something nice here. And it looks like he screwed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Ticket texters. Will the Beasley trial be sponsored by DraftKings? Don't forget, gambling is an addiction. The money is irrelevant. With an addiction, you do things that don't make sense. Steve in Grosse Pointe.
Okay. Well, I mean, you gamble on something other than the games that you're playing in or the professional sport that you are participating in.
Right. You find if you want to go play blackjack. You want to go to the casino and play Hold'em.
Yeah.
You want to bet on F1, knock yourself out.
Yeah, there's no shortage of opportunities outside of betting on yourself or your games that you're playing in. And that's what makes this so stupid.
And if you get to that point, what does every gambling read end with? You've heard it a million times.
If you need the number, call the number. Get help. You have so much to lose. You, the regular person, has so much to lose. Malik Beasley had a lot to lose. He's a pending free agent, for crying out loud.
And, I mean, it just raises the question, okay, that happened in Milwaukee. If we're going off of that text and it's an addiction, what happened this year? Like, did he just get better at it and they haven't been able to identify it yet?
He just said cold turkey.
Yep. No, I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
You're right to speculate. I know it's something we just don't have an answer to. Texter says the rumor online is he bet a lot of money on card games in Milwaukee. May have been a problem. It's sad that the league is embracing betting so much and doesn't seem to be getting their players help.
I don't necessarily know that it's a little disgusting that all of the pro sports leagues are embracing online betting and sports gambling, but it is legal in so many more states now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And we all know that they're in the business of making lots and lots of money. And you could accuse the NFL of actually printing money. But I also, on the flip side of it, know that the NFL, I can't speak for the NBA.
Yeah.
Or any other pro sports. I've got to imagine they're very similar, that the Players Association, that the league spends a lot of time, especially in training camp. We've got that coming up, in terms of all of the dumb meetings that you have to go to as a player, whether it's, hey, the point of emphasis this year by the NFL officials. We know that that happens every year. They talk about it in the preseason games. We talk about it for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, hey, we get used to it. They are going through an education process of all of these players. The rookie symposium goes through educating you on what it means to gamble. And I know back when I was playing, I used to be so mad that they would tell us things that seemed to be obvious.
That's for somebody else, John.
And it was, hey, you could, and at the time, right, we had a lot of guys that were playing and they had domestic violence issues. They had alcohol issues, drug issues, but they all found a way back into the game. The one thing that you knew you couldn't do was bet on sports, bet on your sport. And that was going to be the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back. That was the one thing that you knew you couldn't do if you still wanted to play in the league.
Because it questions the integrity of the game,
yeah.
The product people are paying to watch.
So the education is there for the players.
Yeah, and I know it rubs people the wrong way that so many of these leagues have deals with books. It's legal. So is alcohol.
Right.
If you drunk drive, it doesn't matter that the league has a deal with Budweiser. You still got to follow the laws.
Yeah.
You still got to follow the rules. You still can't be questioning the integrity of the result of the game by betting on the games.
Because what's the first thing people do? Same thing you did.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't shoot very well in the playoffs. I wonder
what New York better was back in that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's the point. And maybe there was nothing.
I mean, I don't think there was, to be clear, but it's where your head goes. And it's unfortunate because this guy was going to be part of this. He was going to get a 3-year deal. We got phone calls, ticket texts, your reaction. Malik Beasley investigated, 97.1.
Hey, you wait for summer all year long. It's that feeling of freedom, trading work for sunshine and getting back to what you love. Summer is all about making memories. At Verizon, we're celebrating you. You deserve to kick off summer feeling refreshed, connected, and ready for anything. This year, summer starts early with incredible value only at Verizon. Amplify your summer with amazing deals on the latest phones, smartwatches, and accessories that keep you connected wherever you go. Verizon has you covered with a network America relies on. And to make that summer feeling even sweeter, just for walking in, you'll receive free summer essentials. That's right. Simply visit any Verizon location across the country and pick up your complimentary summer goodie. It's our way of saying thanks. But of course, don't wait. These in-store freebies are only available through June 30th today or while supplies last. So before you hit the beach or fire up that grill, make your first stop your nearest Detroit Verizon store today. Discover amazing deals, get connected on the network you can trust, and grab your summer essential. That's Verizon.
Probably had the over that night. Smart Champion on the call. Malik Beasley's being investigated for things he did in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform, but it impacts the Pistons. because he's a free agent, and they had an offer out to him, 3 years, $42 million, that is now off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go from here? Your reaction to the news, 248-539-9797. We'll talk Red Wings at 7:02, top of the hour. Kind of a lukewarm weekend. Danny and McComb, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
What's up?
Real quick, my thoughts on this. It's an allegation. I think J-Mo was accused and alleged to have a gun. He never got charged. Never.
Oh, so they're two different things.
Until someone's charged is my point. It's an allegation. I mean, so what? And then I find
well, it's significant enough that the Pistons pulled an offer, Danny.
I find the hypocrisy in society that radio stations, TV ads bombard me with gamble, 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 gamble. And we're supposed to put that stake in front of these celebrities and say, not you, though.
Yeah, we're supposed to have personal accountability and responsibility, Danny. Is that something we should have in society? Because the league advertises it, you should just be allowed to break the rules? The league has a deal with alcohol distributors. Are we allowed to follow? Should we not follow laws with alcohol, too?
It's the double standard.
No, it's not a double standard. We all have to follow the laws and the rules of our profession.
Danny, I agree with you about the appearance and the perceptions that come along with, hey, we for all the major sports, for college sports, they're all sponsored by a or multiple gambling sites. And then one of these things happens. We shouldn't be shocked that it happens. The disappointing part is that it does happen, and it has happened to our team. And to your point, like he's not even been charged. And I'll just read you the statement by his attorney. It's basically, Danny, what you're saying. An investigation is not a charge. Malik is afforded the same right as a presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything.
Danny, I'll just go back to the Pistons find it serious enough that they are not signing Malik Beasley. That's why it's relevant to us.
Well, because
he's not going to jail today. You're right. But his viability in the league, he makes his money, is in question today.
Mm-hmm.
And that it impacts us. It impacts our team. And this is a guy that we did fall in love with. He has a checkered past. He hasn't been a model citizen. But it felt like, hey, he got back to a place that he had a connection to, the city of Detroit. The city embraced him. He embraced us. He hit big shots. And this was going to be a guy they were going to extend. And now it's all gone. Flushed. Yeah. For what? For what? You didn't make enough money, Malik? You didn't have enough money. That's what I'm supposed to believe. You didn't have enough money. Come on, buddy.
It's so frustrating, especially for us as a fan base. Like, we see these mistakes by guys all the time now. The frustrating part is that it is happening to our team that went from 14 wins to 44 wins. And a big part of that was Malik Beasley. And we thought a big part of the future, the near future, was Malik Beasley.
Texter says it doesn't solve the problem, but what if you took away prop bets, or more specifically, the unders on prop bets, signed Tyler?
So you're going to penalize all other bettors because of a handful of guys that are playing the game that can't bet on other sports or bet on other things?
I'm guessing Tyler would say it also helps us because there's the public. These are being manipulated by athletes more than we realize. So it takes it off the table. Now, I don't know if you can do just overs.
It creates
a false market if only you can only bet the over. I feel like you should have...
But we also can't
the ability to bet either side of both bets.
The rest of the professional athletes with a broad brush, because Malik Beasley is alleged to have done this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that all other guys are even looking at prop bets.
Right. No, I would imagine the vast majority aren't, but all it takes is, look, if I was betting the overs and he was playing the unders and he could control whether he was making the shots.
Yes.
Or vice versa, that's not a fair market. So do you just take it off the table entirely? I know that's been discussed in college.
Yeah, and some of that is not because of the players betting on it or having a hand in it. It's because of the threats that the college athletes are getting because of them.
Let's get to Steve in Rochester Hills. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, and I don't want to beat up the listeners, but some are just we get into this mentality that it's not really the player's fault. It's everything that surrounds them. Bull crap. Most guys that gamble don't do it because they need the money. It's because they like the thrill. They like how it makes them feel, and they're in control. At least they think they're in control. And especially as a pro athlete, I mean, and yes, we know the law. He's not guilty he's innocent until proven guilty. We all know that. But the thing is, though, no one's gonna pick him up until they know dang sure that there's nothing on him that's going to cause him to not just miss a season, but never be able to play in the NBA again, as it would be in all sports. And when the guy picks up about guns and this and that, there's so many other different legalities within those different things that people are being accused of. But I'll tell you right now, Beasley, any of them, even myself, I'm an alcoholic. I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 36 years. It's not, I can't have it. But I had to make the choice that I don't want to drink anymore because of the fact that it changed my life. It was making me a person I didn't want to be. It was affecting the people around me. And for him to do this, it is a selfish act, but it's his choice.
And now the consequences are what they are. Yeah.
Plus, you got to look at it too, guys, from the same aspect as, you know, an employee or an employer for an employee, they can only offer so much until the employee finally says, yes, I need help. And a lot don't want to do it because they like what they're doing. They have no problem with it. There's very few times where gangsters come to you and put a gun to your head and say, hey, you got to do this or this is going to happen. It's usually because they're willing participants.
Right.
So, and I always say, I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Look, it's not an ideal situation here. You got to figure it out. Let's get to Ken in Clinton Township. Ken, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Good morning.
Listen, man, to everybody who don't know about the feds, they don't waste their time investigating you unless they got you, man. It took them 3 years to investigate me, and they got me. I did time. I don't understand what was on his mind. What was he thinking about? Because you're not going to get away from the feds. And it just cost him his career. When they investigate you, they got you. You know, I just want to put that out there to people who don't understand about the Fed authorities. They don't spin their wheels, man.
Well, thanks for that perspective, Ken. If you know, having someone that has gone through it, it's
no joke.
No.
That's all right. Okay, guys, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Yeah, again, there needs to be a presumption of innocence until proven guilty. The problem is it's the perception that these teams, if the Pistons, now that this is out, give them a 3-year, $42 million contract, the perception by the public is, well, they don't really care about these illegal activities. It's the same thing with all of these, like, Trevor Bauer. We get that call all the time. Why don't the Tigers sign him? Well,
first of all, he can't get anybody out in Japan. But,
right,
but beyond that,
yes. but people don't look at the numbers. They look at the stats. They look at what he was as a pro athlete. They're like, well, maybe he would help us. We need a pitcher. We need a bullpen.
Yeah. Look, this could go one of two ways. I think the reason the Pistons are easing off right now is Jonte Porter. You could be banned from life and never playing in the league again. Mm-hmm. So you need to sign players who are going to play for you first and foremost. The other side of this is, and no one's ticket texted in, I don't think, Terry Rozier was investigated and played at the end of last year. Like, there is a world where his career is not over, but if you're the Pistons, can you take that risk at the start of free agency? That's why the timing is so terrible. Now, someone did say maybe we end up getting him at a super discount at the end of all of this. Maybe. I'm just not betting on it, John. All right. 7 o'clock hour.
Marmy.
Well, it's a bummer. The dude was... Yes. We loved the guy. We embraced the guy. And this is what happens? I wouldn't bet on it. All right, 7 o'clock. We're going to get into the Red Wings. We're going to get into the Tigers. But we'll start with the Wings. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.